Okay, let's see. John over here in Federal Way. Hi, John.
Here I am.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.
I have a relative in college, and she's experienced three cases of passing out. And she's had several doctors, and including a cardiologist, look her over. And she's been diagnosed with positional hypotension.
Mm-hmm.
And I left word with your assistant. She's 5'4", weighs 116. And her blood pressure is well, 2 over 69.
Yes, sir.
First time. Go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead and finish the description, okay, sir, and then I'll tell you what's going on, because this one's easy.
Oh, okay. Now, the first time it happened was after she got out of a hot tub. The second time it happened was when the doctor was putting eye drops in her eyes. And the third time is when she looked in the mirror and she saw hives all over her arms.
Oh, that fits. Okay, sir, here's what very, very, very likely is going on, and I can't tell you 100%, but we're close. Anybody with that height and weight, which, as you know, for most women that height, that's quite a nice weight. Many women that height weigh somewhat more. Anybody with that height and weight, a little bit underweight for height compared to other ladies, a blood pressure of a 102 over something or another, and something you didn't mention but you told the call screener, has anxiety. That person has weak adrenal gland function until proven otherwise. I've seen case after case after case of this. The doctor who alerted us all to this published some books in the 1950s about what he called hypoadrenalism, which just means weak adrenals. And one of the things he pointed out, sir, is that in 70% of the cases, one of the major symptoms happened to be anxiety. And, of course, that's mostly because the adrenal androgens aren't being made sufficiently. And for ladies, adrenal and androgens are extremely important so they don't develop anxiety. But also the rest of the adrenal gland isn't working too well, and that's why we pass out, for gosh sakes, because we can't handle stress. And putting drops in the eyes for some people is a stress, and being in a hot tub for the body is a stress. It's hotter than usual. Those are stressors. So she needs to get right to a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. They can confirm the diagnosis by doing some. There's one simple test that does it better than anything, I think. It does involve collecting urine for 24 hours, but that way they can check so many adrenal metabolites at a lower cost than if we go to blood tests. And once it's confirmed, sir, there's a book out there called Safe Uses of Cortisol. Now, cortisol is the active anti-stress molecule from the adrenals, and we keep getting told horror stories about using, oh my gosh, don't use cortisone. Well, of course not, because what they're talking about with those horror stories is the patentable abnormal forms of cortisone that really do injure people. And what this doctor's book, he was a professor. He spent his entire career from 1948 through the 1980s studying natural cortisol. Imagine that. And how much can we safely use to support ourselves against stress without hurting ourselves? He had some people on it for 30 years with no problems. Anyway, it's that we usually start with as an intervention, but it's a crutch. It is not going to help totally rebuild the adrenals all by itself. And so then any doctor skilled in natural medicine will tell you, well, let's see, there's these vitamins and those herbs over there that you can take, and slowly and gradually your adrenal glands will improve and you get off that cortisol and you quit having all these symptoms, blah, blah, blah. But why? This gets overlooked. It was even overlooked in that doctor's time when he wrote the book. That's why he wrote the book for the public, because nobody would pay attention. So anyway, sir, where does she live?
Right now in Linwood.
Linwood. Okay. Well, we have a clinic in North Seattle, sir. Dr. Leslie Morikal, Dr. Tabitha Werblood, Dr. Mi-Xiong Lee, all of them know what to do about weak adrenals.
Okay. Hey, that sounds great. I sure appreciate the help, because I was just completely stymied. I have this same kind of thing, a positional hypotension. And I thought maybe she inherited that from me. But when she talked about looking in the mirror and saw herself with hives and she passed out, I thought there's more to that than just hypotension.
And by the way, sir, hypotension, low blood pressure, is not always diagnostic of weak adrenals, as the rest of the symptoms add up to with her. But hypotension frequently, what's frequently? Well, about 50-60% of the time is associated with weak adrenals. It's just not as weak as hers, that's all.
Okay, perfect. I really appreciate the help. And we love your program and listen to you every Saturday. Thanks again, Dr. Wright.
Well, thank you for listening, sir, and thank you for calling, because we both got this. Go ahead.
I might want to mention that we see Dr. Sherman. He's outstanding.
No kidding. Absolutely. I'm glad you get a chance to work with him, sir.